Bet on Bears fans, Pat the Designer back at it again. We got Bleck and Abdallah in the building. Crossover episode. We're crossing over YouTubes here, ladies and gentlemen. Bleck and Abdallah after hours joining the show. Boys, what's going on?
How about this? It's Bleck and Abdallah. It's Pat the Designer. It's all on ESPN Chicago. It's all on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe to both channels. It's the first time we've done a crossover episode with the Chicago Bear podcast with Pat the Designer and Bleck and Abdallah. You ready for this, Pat?
I love it.
I'm super excited. Listen, barbecue season is here and we got a barbecue list to run down, but not a food. When EO brought me this idea, I was a little bit like, all right, we're grilling players. Is that what we're doing?
That's what we do the whole season. I mean, yeah. I don't know if we need to start in the off season.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? No, listen, we got a lot to get into on today's show, man. I'm excited to do this. We're going through basically making your perfect Bears barbecue. This is such an interesting concept, but I love it because we're going to do it draft style. So everybody can't come out with the perfect list. Somebody's going to be on the losing end maybe, and we'll let the fans decide on that part. I'm excited for this. Y'all ready?
Yeah, and Eric Ostrowski, who produces both of these YouTube channels, he told us there's two things we should keep in mind. One is the best hang at a barbecue.
Yes.
The other is like the best group of talent you can put together, right? From the list.
Yeah.
It loosely. He's telling us to do here.
I'm more concerned with vibes than I am talent. Big vibes. What I mean? Yeah. Like, listen, Velus Jones might have the best vibes on the team, but
So snake draft, how do we determine who's going first?
Rock, paper, scissors on three. Ready? Ready?
on shoot is crazy.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I did scissors. You did scissors.
Chris did paper.
All right, Chris wins.
Okay.
We already did scissors, so then we're not, what are we going to do? Another game between the two of us?
All right.
You threw something different than we did. You win. Right. So you determine the order of the draft.
Okay. So first up, tier one on the offense. I get to.
Wait, who's going next?
Pat gets to go next.
Oh, number two pick.
You're last. It's not fair if the two of us in this room take back-to-back picks.
That's fair.
We got to go to Pat's studio,
right? That's fair.
So tier one in the offense, here's who's listed in tier one. All three of us will make a selection from tier one. The names on offense in tier one, Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Darnell Wright, DeAndre Swift. So those are the names. I am going to select with my first pick. I'm going to go with Keenan Allen.
Ooh.
I think the vet has the vibes. He has the credentials. He's on pace for a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
Maybe another couple of great seasons in a Bears uniform pushes him over the top. I'm going to go with the vet, Keenan Allen. And I also think he's a good locker room guy. So I think there's going to be vibes there.
All right.
You're up. About Keenan Allen too. That's a phenomenal first overall pick, Chris, because I feel like Keenan Allen's the type of guy that knows when to go home. You know what I'm saying? Like when you get a July 4th barbecue or you're just barbecuing over the weekend, it's like, all right, 11. Hey, so what are you going to get into? Oh, I'm just chilling.
What?
Can you chill at your house, sir? Like, I feel like Keenan Allen's 10:30 is like, I got a family. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who throws parties, I appreciate those who know when to go home.
Yeah, yeah. It's a phenomenal skill that everyone does not have. Number two, with the second pick in the barbecue, the Chicago Bears podcast barbecue draft. Chicago Bears podcast Bleck and Abdallah barbecue draft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Caleb Williams. You know, I feel like Caleb's got a lot of responsibility. Young guy, so he's going to be down for the party. He's going to be – seems like he's not going to be one to show up and be like, can you throw a turkey burger on the grill for me? You know that guy? You know what I'm talking about? You don't want that guy at the party. I feel like Caleb Williams coming through. He's here for the vibes. He's here for a good time, but he knows the image has to be there. Of course – I'm here for the upside as well. Want to see this guy be able to do a lot of good things on the Bears field and be able to come out and show out offensively and also be able to show out a little bit at the party. So let me get Caleb Williams, number two.
All right, smart pick because young player,
yeah.
But I don't think he's going to be puking in your bushes.
Exactly.
So I think he's going to be controlled. and understand, like, yeah, we'll have another party at some point. I don't have to go hard for the first BBQ in a Bears uniform.
There's an image to maintain, man. There's an image to maintain.
Absolutely.
All right, Abdallah, you're up.
I get two picks. So I'm going to take tier one offense and then a tier one defense, correct?
Yeah, so the names on the defense, tier one defense, Montez Sweat, Jalen Johnson, TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, and Jaquan Brisker. So Abdallah gets two picks here.
Okay, I'm going to take, because I always feel like the big dude is always the life of the party.
Yeah.
Like the big man at a barbecue is always the life of the party. He's always there for a hang. He usually can handle his alcohol because he's a big dude, can usually drink more. I'm taking Darnell Wright. Darnell Wright is going to be my number one pick because, A, like I said, big dude life of the party. He's going to be there. He's going to be able to hang. Everybody loves the big dude at the party. Number for tier one defense, I have to go friend of the show, of the program. We already know he's a good hang because Chris and I have hung out with him, TJ Edwards.
Yeah.
Going to go with TJ Edwards. Great guy. Big Ten school, so you know he knows how to party.
Oh, yeah.
You know he can throw down at bags. You know he's going to throw down at beer pong. So I'm going to go TJ Edwards.
He's also a golfer, so you know instantly you got something to talk about.
Yeah,
right?
There's no bad communication.
He's going to mesh right into the party. He's going to find other guys who are doing, who are out there golfing on the weekends. TJ Edwards, great pick. Great selection.
I like the TJ Edwards pick. I will say this. Do we know what kind of footwear Darnell Wright is rocking to the barbecue? Because he looks like a dude that, even though he's young, might be able to throw down on the grill. If he shows up in, like, you know, the Jesus Christ 11s, he might be able to rock out on the grill.
You know? I'll tell you this. He seems like a barefoot guy. If this is like an outdoor thing, he seems like he's out there just barefoot. Just dogging the grass there. Just loving the grass. If we're on a lake, we have locations later. So it depends on where this is. But like, he's going to go lake, pool, right to the grass. No concern.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm fine with the barefoot, but barefoot with other people around at a barbecue, that's nuts. That's wild activity.
It's your feet. You
do
what you want.
That's a tough go. No, that's disgusting.
That's wild activity.
That's not right. Pat, you're up.
I get the pick now. Tier one defense. You took TJ Edwards. You know what? I'm gonna take another young fellow on the team. Been on the team a couple of years though, but gotten a little bit of a rapport with him. We have been able to interview him over here on the Chicago Bears podcast during the vlog during draft day, and I've seen him a couple times. Great dude. Let me get Jaquan Brisker. I feel like Jaquan Brisker's the skinny guy who like all of a sudden you look over and you're like, has he crushed like 19 beers? Like, is he okay? And he's perfectly fine just walking around like, no, I'm good. Like, let me get another beer. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's that guy where the one too much, he knows where that line is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have the final pick of tier one defense. I will select Montez Sweat. My reasoning is Montez Sweat strikes me as the type of guy that just fits in with complete strangers. He showed up last year and immediately was like the leader of the team on the defensive side. And I know that there's a lot of guys who kind of allow that type of culture to exist, but he seems like the type of guy that, like, you know how you have that one acquaintance and you're like, hey, you should join this party or you should meet us out here. Mm-hmm. And then they randomly show and you didn't expect them to show. Mm-hmm. And then immediately they're now making friends with like your friends and like totally connecting with the group. And you're like, oh, that worked perfectly. Yeah. There's no awkward, combos and he totally fits in. So I'm going to go Montez Sweat because he'll show up and he'll make it work no matter what.
I feel that. Montez, I mean, listen, and you know what? He knows, like, if he sees somebody, he's that guy that shows up that's like everybody's butt, right? If he sees somebody wilding out a little bit, he's like, hey, man, you know what I mean? Maybe chill a little bit.
Listen, we also know he can find the quarterback, so maybe a little game of Marco Polo. He can. He might have an upper hand. Don't know.
Abdallah's got a pool.
I was going to say, is there a pool party?
Listen, hey, depends on the location. When we get to the locations, it depends on where we are, but I have a feeling he's going to be able to find some things.
There's been a lot of water in your scenarios here, Abdallah.
4th of July, man. What are we doing? It's hot.
All right. So, Pat, you're up, and it's tier two offense. The names under tier two offense: Roma Dunze, Tevin Jenkins, Cole Kmet, Khalil Herbert, Gerald Everett. Ooh. Where do you go, Pat?
You know what? I'm going to follow Abdallah's line of thinking on this, right? You bring the big guy in. Every barbecue needs a big guy, bro. And Tevin Jenkins is a big guy. Let me go get Tevin Jenkins out of there. Like, you're going to need somebody. And I'll tell you this right now. Tevin Jenkins, as far as me, right, being like the sports guy and the nerd guy, Tevin Jenkins speaks to me. I know me and him will be able to talk all day. We'd be in anime conversations. We'd be in sports conversations. Yeah. Video game conversations. Like, sure. Tevin Jenkins would be the dude I'd probably be kicking it around the entire barbecue, and I'd just be like, come on over to the grill, like, grab you another burger. I know you need three of them.
As I'm looking at this, did I just mess up the order? Because we're going snake, right?
So you technically
it's fine.
Another pick.
Pat, you keep that pick. I know where I'm going.
You're going next.
So we'll just flip-flop here. I'm taking Cole Kmet.
Damn it!
Cole Kmet can hang. I think Cole Kmet can hang with. I think he can hang with the cool kids. Ugh. I think he's also got friends who are like the nerds or in the theater group in high school. You know, if you had the different high school cafeteria tables,
big theater guy, Abdallah.
I think Cole Kmet can make his way around to all of the tables and find friends all over the place. And I think he played baseball. Yeah. He's a football player. Like, I think he can kind of navigate all the different cliques at a party.
Yeah, that's what in high school we call the drug dealer.
Yeah, so we're going to take Kmet with that selection. So there you go. We flipped the picks, but I still get the guy that I want.
Damn it. I was hoping that you wouldn't figure it out, and I was going to get Cole Kmet for very different reasons, but that's okay.
What was your reason?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
I'll tell you in a second because the other guy that I wanted when I looked at this list earlier is still on the board. In tier two defense. So from tier two offense, I think I'm going to take.
We stumped him.
No, I know, because I really wanted Cole Kmet and I was already set on Cole Kmet. Man. I think I'm going to go with Gerald Everett.
Okay.
As my vet, right? As like the guy who. When you took Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
I thought of like, okay, he's gonna have the good music as opposed to the youngsters at the So like Gerald Everett,
hand him the aux cable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like he's gonna have a good mix. Like I'm not handing it to Caleb. I don't need a whole party full of Drake. Like that's not what I need in my life. Okay, I need a good mix going on at this party, and I feel like you give it to a veteran. You give it to a guy who can hang with the young guys, but Gerald Everett can, but can also bring you the good barbecue music that you need that is older that the younger guys might not think of. So I'm going Gerald Everett there. The other guy.
Well, I was going to say with the Gerald Everett pick with the vet, you also need at the party the established vet who's on his second or third contract so that they pick up the tab if there's like extras, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we need more food. We need a booze run. And then that guy's like, I got it. Don't worry.
Be like,
don't worry, young guys.
Youngie, like, come here. Go get us some ice.
Well, like,
hands in the cart.
We've all been out in situations with, even in this business, with the vet.
Yeah.
Jeff Dickerson was that to the two of us, where we would be out and he would be like, I got your tabs. You guys are good. You know, like, you need that vet.
Yeah.
To kind of show you the way in a party.
Yeah.
So shout out to JD, but also that's JD. Why I think that's a good selection there.
Okay. So I also want a bro at this party because when you have a bro at a party, they can sometimes be very organizational.
Yeah.
Guys, let's play beer pong. Let's do this. Guys, we got a flip cup table going. Who wants in? Guys, we're putting together a darts game. Who wants to play lawn darts? We got to get this going. Jack Sanborn is my bro.
I'm
it was going to be Cole Kmet. Now it's Jack Sanborn is the bro who's going to come in and kind of like be the guy that when the party, when there feels like a lull in the party, the bro is going to be like, who wants to play beer pong? Who wants to do a keg stand right now? We're doing this. So my bro is going to be Jack Sanborn.
Well, explain tier two defense.
Tier two defense is Jack Sanborn, Kevin Byard, Kyler Gordon, Tyreek Stevenson, and Andrew Billings.
Okay. And you're taking Jack Sanborn.
Jack Sanborn.
All right.
Jack Sanborn feel like a bro though? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I think
I don't know.
Upside bro on this. I don't know if he's a bro right now. Maybe a couple of drinks in, he's a bro. But I feel
that's
like
all you need.
Upside
that's bro. All you need.
I don't know. Jack seems responsible. Jack seems like the guy that like
you can be a responsible bro.
I kind of feel what Pat's saying.
You can be a responsible bro. No, you can be a responsible bro.
Jack feels like the guy that's like, hey guys, hey, the music's a little loud. Can we just keep it? Let's keep it respectable. Let's respect our neighbors.
Well, we mentioned the shows that we hosted with TJ Edwards last fall, and it feels like in many avenues of off the field situations that like Jack just kind of follows along with what TJ tells him to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Fine. Like he just kind of goes along with whatever the vet is telling him, you know.
He's gonna find himself at this party.
Wisconsin and now with the Chicago Bears. All right, Pat, you're up. Tier two defense.
You know what? I gotta get a grill master at this party, and we talked about vets that you can bring in. I mean, he spent some time in Tennessee as well. Let me get Kevin Byard. I feel like he knows how to throw down on the grill. I feel like he's a guy that's like, hey, listen, I'm bringing ribs. You know what I mean? That guy.
Yeah.
Like I've been
bringing ribs.
Days. I'm bringing my own
18-hour brisket. All right, we got you down,
like
Kevin Byard. All right. Let's see. It's my pick, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've got Kyler Gordon, Tyreek Stevenson, and Andrew Billings to choose from.
Okay, I'm going to go. This, to me, it is difficult because I feel like all three are good options.
Yeah.
I really like the way that Tyreek Stevenson plays, although I think my group is missing a little flash, a little flair, a little pizzazz. And that's where I'm going to go Kyler Gordon. I think Kyler Gordon's going to show up with a little flair. He's going to show up maybe with something you didn't expect at the party, or maybe someone he'll bring a friend with him you didn't expect. And it's going to turn out great. Because we see all these players enter Soldier Field and it's like a fashion show. Kyler Gordon's always like one of the best dressed with something unique every single time. I'm going to go Kyler Gordon.
Are you saying Kyler's bringing the females or the ladies? Is Kyler,
Pat,
going through the party with the crew?
You know, Pat, I didn't say that specifically, but I do feel like I tap danced
here's what I think.
He might bring a crew that the other guys might enjoy.
If he's not doing that, he's the dude that if you're on the lake, he's going too fast on the jet skis and wowing everyone. He's doing backflips into the pool.
Yes.
Like, he's the guy that's like, what the hell did that guy just do over there? Like, what do we do? Where's Kyler? Like, what is and then all of a sudden you just see him. He's going 60 past you on a jet ski doing like a flip on it. And you're like, what the hell just happened?
All right.
And for some reason, no matter what the setting is, shirt optional.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He'll be shirt off in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely. By design. Tier three offense, my wraparound pick. So here are the options. Roschon Johnson, Nate Davis, Braxton Jones, Ryan Bates, Mercedes Lewis. Wow, this is a tough group.
It is.
I'm going to select Braxton Jones. I don't have a big guy on the offensive side yet. I need a party big guy like you guys have been saying.
You gotta get one.
I'm going to go offensive line, Braxton Jones, because I select him over Nate Davis because I think Braxton Jones will actually show.
Oh,
wow.
What a shot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So Nate Davis is the dude you invite to the barbecue. And then he's like, we'll see.
Yeah.
Nate Davis send it back. Who all going to be there?
Yeah. And then Pat, you know what happens is other people at the party are saying to you, hey, isn't so-and-so supposed to be there? And you go,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's either that or
he said he was going to be there
towards the end of the night. Everyone's like, where did Nate go?
Yeah.
Did he just leave? Nate Davis is the guy that's in the group chat that doesn't respond to anybody.
Yes.
He's got everybody else's text messages.
Lurking.
Yeah, I could see that being Nate. It's probably happening with the team. All right, my pick now. Oh, this is an you know what? No, I got my pick locked in because you know what? Like I got to go the Abdallah route here again. Listen, great minds think alike because I want the old school guy
that's
going to be able to play the old school. but still be able to impact the new school. Let me get Mercedes Lewis as my guy DJing at the party, because I feel like, right, at the party, everybody wants it. You get the Zappin' Rogers, you get the Prince. We're probably going to very different barbecues, guys. I just want to put that out there. Right, you get the Prince, you're getting the you get Michael Jackson, and then all of a sudden Jay-Z comes on. You're like, wait a minute, hold on now, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm ticking the vibe. You get a little Lil Wayne in there. All of a sudden you get some new age Drake, you get some J. Cole. Like, oh, Mercedes Lewis feels like he's a connoisseur of all of the musics. I want Mercedes as my DJ at the party. And listen, I think that fits him perfectly as far as a Bears player, right? He fits in perfectly with the young guys. He's a great leader for them. He also fits in with the old guys. And I feel Mercedes has a great uncle voice. You know what I'm saying? When somebody's wild now, you got, hey, sit down over there.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, I like that. That's a good pick. Abdallah, what do you have? Tier three offense.
Oh, man. Okay. Tier three. So I've got Roschon Johnson, Nate Davis, and Ryan Bates. And we just crap talk Nate Davis for
Come on. Take him.
I do like the wild card, because you can ask Chris this. I do like leaving early without telling anybody.
You are Nate Davis.
I like doing that. I like just being like, guys, I'm out. You see me take a shot of Jaeger at the end of the night at the bar, you're like, well, Dallas leaving in like 5 minutes.
Like, no, here, Pat, you know the tell? This is great. Don't get offended. Here's the tell for Abdallah.
It's always going to be good. We have to say, hey, don't get offended. I'm going to blast you real quick.
Here's the tell for Abdallah. If everyone's out having a great time,
yeah,
you know that Abdallah's almost going to leave when all of a sudden the phone starts to come out of the pocket. When the phone is out of the pocket, and all of a sudden you see Abdallah looking down and trying to have a conversation, he's still drinking, but he's looking down. He's really ordering an Uber. Yeah. That's what he's doing. And you can tell, because no one else in the group has their phone out, mm-hmm. and he's just randomly looking down at the phone, and it's like, oh, he's out.
He's ready to get out of there. Yeah. I'm not mad. You know what? I respect it, but just give me a goodbye. That's all I'm asking for. Hey.
I'll do a quick one. I'll be like, all right, Uber's here, guys. I got to go. See you.
Oh, okay. All right. I can respect
yeah, that's fine. I'm pretty sure. Wasn't it the last time we were out like late? Didn't you do that? And then I finish my drink. I come walking out, and weren't you still standing on the corner?
Yeah,
you're still standing
because the Uber canceled on me, so I had to get a new one.
So I come walking out of the bar like 15 minutes later, yeah. Pat, and Abdallah's just standing on the corner. I'm like, I thought you left.
Yeah, you commit to the Uber fully, right? If the Uber cancels, you just stay out there. You don't go back in the bar.
Well, I had to go get. Right? I had to get another Uber. I was waiting.
Yeah,
for
but
the
you didn't
Uber.
Go back inside.
No, I'm already. Outside. I got to take my ID out again. I got to get through all the way to the back of the bar again. Like, what are we doing here?
Pat, we were at Cody's. It's not that difficult. To get
okay,
back
yeah,
in.
Like, so far.
Come on.
You so and the far. Other 40 people in there.
Yeah, so for that reason, I'm taking Nate Davis.
All right, Nate Davis. Okay, all right.
And eventually.
My next pick for the wraparound, tier three defense, DeMarcus Walker, Terrell Smith, Zach Pickens, Jervon Dexter, and Noah Sewell. Oh, should I take Noah and just hope that he invites his brother?
Yo, that's not a bad play.
Be like, hey, man, can your brother come?
That's not a bad play.
Is your brother around? This one's tough. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with DeMarcus Walker.
Dang it.
I'm going to go with DeMarcus Walker.
Dang it.
That was a good pick.
I think DeMarcus Walker's a sneaky good hang. Just like
DeMarcus is a bro.
He's a sneaky good player. Like,
DeMarcus
I think
is the black version of a bro. He was going to be my bro at a party. He was going to be my bro. You took my bro.
He will bring the bro out of Jack Sanborn.
Yes.
I like it. If this party is taking place like at a restaurant, he's the one chirping at other people mm-hmm. who are like causing issues in the restaurant or the bar. You know what I mean? Like, you need someone to be like going to defend your group.
Yeah.
Because, you know, always, you know what happens. You're in a crowded bar. Someone accidentally bumps someone. But then the bros come out and they're like, you know, they try and get tough and they get, you know, and then, you know, until they realize that someone in your group is actually tougher than them type of thing. So, I think that's a good pick. Pat, you're up.
The one guy that just like stands up and just gives the over the shoulder and everyone in the bar feels it like, wait a minute. Yeah. What just happened? There was a shift in the force.
Oh, yeah.
Shift.
Shift.
All right, Pat, you're up.
Is it back on me now? Yeah. You took my pick, Abdallah. That's tough. You know what? I'm all about teaching the next generation. I'm all about letting guys learn. I got one guy on the team already in Jaquan, kind of like that. Let me go Zach Pickens on this one.
Okay, all right.
Because Zach Pickens seems like how you view Jack Sanborn. Like, it's in there, right? You gotta bring it out of you. Hey, come on, dog. Like, take a shot, bro. Just take a shot. It's just a shot. And he, like, tries to drink it the first time. You're like, bro, you got to relax, dog. Like, take a shot. Be a man about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Zach Pickens would be
the nerd at Can't Hardly Wait who eventually gets on stage and starts singing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah. then you got to have Tevin at the party as well, because he's probably going to be the guy that's then like, I could take anybody in here. And Tevin has to be the one to wrap him up. Like, I see that. Yeah, I see that.
All right.
Good pick. I will select Terrell Smith.
Okay.
He keeps to himself. He's a worker. He's not a per se star on the defense.
He's going to make sure you always have ice. He's going to make sure beer's always cold. Yeah, he's going to make sure that the burgers are properly cooked. Be like, hey, man, you should flip that one.
He's a good depth guy at a party.
Mm-hmm. You're a depth guy. I like that. You want the scrappy guy at the party. Is that what you
mean? Good depth guy.
He's getting
fresh
towels.
You know, he's not causing any issues, but, you know, if you get stuck in a conversation with him for 5 minutes, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's great.
You know what Terrell Smith is? He's the guy that goes to get a beer and asks, hey, how many?
Yes.
How many?
Yes.
You need one? You need one? That looks a little light. You need a beer.
You know, and then someone has something smart to say and then he cracks a joke and everyone at the party laughs and you're like, you had your one moment.
That's good. Nice. Don't say anything again, because that's it for you.
All right. So I get the wraparound. Now we move to special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Torrey Taylor, Cairo Santos, Velus Jones Jr., Dante Pettis, Patrick Scales. All right, guys. I mean, I feel like this is I really lucked out here.
This sucks.
But do I want someone to, like, take over the party who's a special teamer? You know what I mean? Like, you're not the life of the party, but I feel like he might try to be the life of the party. Therefore, I think it's the objective for everyone there to get him as drunk as possible. So then we can all joke and laugh at the life of the party who really isn't the life of the party. I'm going Torrey Taylor.
Damn it.
Ooh.
Torrey Taylor.
See,
I will continuously hand him drinks until he is the drunkest person at the party.
Be careful, man. Those Australians can
party. Yeah, I was going to say.
That's why I wanted Torrey Taylor, because I was like, those Australians can drink. They can put him down.
A shot and a beer.
That's why I will
continue handing him two at a time.
All right.
Okay. That's a great pick. That's a great pick. You know what? I'm going to go with a veteran, bro. Here. I think I've actually gotten a chance to have a full conversation with Patrick Scales, also at the draft party. And I was just sitting there and I was just like, dude, what do you do on a daily basis? And he was like, you know, we work out, we go out to the field, we practice, we got a little time to ourselves, we come back, and then we got a little more time to ourselves. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that's the kind of guy I want at the party, right? I feel like he's a bro, but maybe he's a bro getting towards the end of his broness. You know what I'm saying? So I still need a bro at the party. Every now and then you get a couple drinks in that guy, the bro returns. Let me get Patrick Scales.
He's also like he's a star on social media for the Bears. You know,
absolutely.
So like you need someone there to document the evening.
Yeah.
100%
for the day, right? Like
he is the uncle that always has Taylor.
He'll be smart to understand what to post and what not to post.
Yes. Yes, he will.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a great call. Yes.
I like that one. All right. I've got two picks here. So my choices left are Cairo Santos, Velus Jones Jr., and Dante Pettis. And then I get to pick my backyard.
Yeah, go with special teams first.
So this is going to sound mean, okay? And that's fine.
I respect it.
But if you don't think you have a Velus Jones at the party, then you're the Velus Jones at the party.
Oh,
wow.
So we have to have a Velus Jones.
Oh, that's tough.
We all have that friend.
It's a rough go.
That everyone rips on. And if you don't, you're that friend.
Yeah.
Sorry. You just are. And guess what? They're fun. It's not like you don't invite them to things. They're fun to be around. You like hanging out with them, but they're the butt of most of the jokes. That's who Velas Jones is.
Have you guys been just thinking of your real life friends as we're going?
Yeah, of course. I've thought of the real friends in there. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. And I know that people are going to see the graphic and I'm automatically going to lose this draft because I have Nate Davis and because I have Velas Jones at the party.
Yeah.
And I am going to lose this draft. But guess what? Those guys are needed at the party. Yeah. You need those guys.
They're glue guys.
So, yeah. All right. So I'm taking Velas Jones.
All right. Okay.
You got to have the guy to talk about. This is facts. This is
you got to have that. You're like, what is this dude wearing? Are you serious? What? don't go talk to her. Don't.
And let's be real. Velas Jones is the guy that on the fourth comes in the American flag outfit, like the hat, the shirt,
1,000%.
The shoes, the socks are just stripes. You know what I mean? He's that
big
guy.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Big funny shows up at the party and you're like, none of your jokes are landing.
Yeah. But you need them there. They have to be at the party. Because then you can talk crap about them when they leave.
After he says a joke.
Yes. All right. So our final category is location for this barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bone to pick with this collection of selection places. But Abdallah gets his final pick. Here are the options. Lakefront, Arlington Heights, Aurora, Naperville, and Waukegan. Abdallah, you get to make your selection.
This is tough. This is tougher than you think.
Yeah. Lakefront, they're shutting it down at a certain point.
Well, not only that, but like the Uber's in and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like in Arlington Heights, I can build whatever I want to. There could be parking lots. There could be a pool, bars afterwards.
There's options.
I can have an indoor, outdoor. I can do whatever.
But you got to invest in it first.
That's fine. You see the money I got on this team?
Okay. All right. I see.
Nate Davis is fronting this. Are you kidding?
Davis is fronting the bill.
If he shows.
Well, yeah. He'll Venmo us. He'll at least do that.
He does seem like that guy. He'll send you the money, be like, my bad, I missed it.
Naperville Aurora is too far for me. That's a tough ride home. I think I'm gonna go Arlington.
All right.
I'm gonna go Arlington.
Okay. I'm gonna go Arlington Heights.
Because I can have whatever I want there. I already have the land. I can just put whatever I want there.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, backyard for me is this was an easy choice for me because I did when I looked at the lakefront, like you said, the Uber situation is completely different. But like I'm just like the cops are showing up eventually.
Yeah.
Right? Like if this party goes to like 1:30, they're gonna be like, get out, go home. You know what I mean? Like this
no fireworks and you're getting out.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like I'm going Waukegan. I'm going sneaky pick here. First off, Lake County kid. I grew up in North Chicago, so next door to Waukegan. And, mom's is still 15 minutes from there, so the party can be there. There is one of the, I believe, six sanded beaches is in Waukegan, so we can get some beach action. And then when we get kicked out, all the cribs are right there. Everybody's very close. Bears can still get to practice the next day. I'm not stopping anybody from getting to their job because it's 20 minutes from Lake Forest. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Waukegan's a solid location. Shout out Lake County.
Okay, got you down. Waukegan. Technically, we're both Abdallah and I are from Libertyville. My parents' house is technically in Waukegan, but a Libertyville mailing address. Mm-hmm. So
can you see the Waukegan?
I get the Waukegan vibes. That works. Totally works. There's a lot of Bears players that live in that area too.
Yeah, Waukegan Gurnee area.
Waukegan / Libertyville.
Yeah.
Mailing address area. So familiar with the area. Shout out to that part of Northern Illinois. I'm annoyed by the idea that lakefront is the only city option. What about rooftop deck? There's no rooftop deck, Eric. What the hell is with that?
I mean,
you can get there after. You can get there after.
Rooftop deck, and you can see fireworks from around the entire Chicagoland area. You get Logan Square, Lincoln Park, downtown, South Side, all over the place. There's fireworks. You don't have to be on the lakefront to do that.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, so here's my thought process. It's between the hassle that you guys laid out with the lakefront, right? Cops showing up, difficult to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you know someone in the group who has a palatial estate I think Naperville, or they call it Naper Thrill.
Naper Thrill.
If you got a huge backyard with a pool and a built-in grill set,
yeah,
with a fire pit,
yeah,
like I think that is a more enjoyable time than sitting on the lakefront.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Naperville.
Wow.
As my selection.
All right.
I'm not mad at it.
You have the means to have a great, beautiful backyard.
Yeah.
Sprawling space.
How far is that drive, though? That's the problem with Naperville. You gotta stop at a certain point.
Here's the thing: since this is a big house, we got plenty of places for people to crash.
A lot of beds, man.
And you stay the night.
I'm here for that. I respect that. Or get a hotel, one or the other. Preferably the hotel, but I have a bed for you if you want it.
Yes, exactly. but stay at the hotel.
But stay in a hotel, please.
You've got money.
You got money. Come on now. I invited 5 Bears players. Why are you sleeping at my house?
Yeah, you got money. Uber home.
Not bad, boys. Not a bad draft. I got let's run through the teams real quick. Yeah. So that when Eric makes the graphic for this, it's easy for you. Caleb Williams, Jaquan Brisker, Tevin Jenkins, Kevin Byard, Mercedes Lewis, Zach Pickens, Patrick Scales, and we're partying up in Waukegan. I think I got a vibe. I'm not gonna lie.
I love it. I've got Darnell Wright, TJ Edwards, Gerald Everett, Jack Sanborn, Nate Davis, Marcus Walker, Velus Jones Jr., and we're partying at Arlington Heights.
I'm not gonna lie, Abdallah. It sounds like your party might end at 8.
Yeah, I mean, I know a part of the objective was that Eric wanted us to figure out who won. This draft, I don't think Abdallah's.
It's not Abdallah. I'm not gonna lie.
Man, the list is awesome. And guess what? We're all getting a good night's sleep.
All right. Here's who I selected: Keenan Allen, Montez Sweat, Cole Kmet, Kyler Gordon, Braxton Jones, Terrell Smith, Torrey Taylor, and this party is taking place in Naperville.
No one's driving to your party.
Oh.
No one's trying. Naperville party. You're like, ooh, where? Oh man, I'll send a gift.
That's is Chris's more of a kickback than a full-on party?
It might be.
I feel like his is like the guys he just named and like their significant others.
Yeah. You're right.
I feel like it's more of a kickback than a full-on party.
Running around. Yeah.
I might have I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm pretty confident in the selection I put together.
Yeah, it's a pretty good list. It's a very nice
list. Got the young guys, you got the old guys, everybody's vibing. I think especially up in Waukegan, you know what I mean? Real close to practice. Some of your guys might pull up to my party, is what I'm saying. Nate Davis might come to my party instead of Dal.
He might.
Let us know how you guys feel about our list in the comments below. What are your thoughts? Who do you think won? Vote on who has the best Chicago Bears barbecue and who's getting the best food at this barbecue. Because I feel like Kevin Byard with the Grill Masters pick was the best sleeper pick of this whole draft. Let us know. As always, appreciate Bleck and Abdallah joining the show and me joining their show. The crossover episode is complete, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all stay safe out there. Bear down. One love. Peace.